Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 3rd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is languid, spelled L-A-N-G-U-I-D. Languid is an adjective. It means showing or having very little strength, energy, or activity. It's generally used in formal and literary contexts. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Alex Williams. Wolfers Rosés, the company now has 8 varieties, have become a fixture at backyard parties and beach picnics, a symbol of languid days on Long Island's South Fork. Lack, lack, lack. The word languid is all about lack. Depending on its context, the word can suggest a lack of strength, lack of energy, or lack of activity. The lack of strength sense of languid describes the kind of sluggishness that often results from fatigue or weakness, as in the illness left her feeling languid. The lack of energy sense is synonymous with the word listless and often describes someone's character or disposition as a result of dissatisfaction or sadness. Lastly, there's the lack of activity sense of languid, as in investors are worried about the languid stock markets. So languid is a total bummer of a word, right? Well, not so fast. Sometimes it's a good thing to dilly-dally, and languid has also long been used to describe stretches of time, think afternoons, days, summers, etc., that are relatively and perhaps pleasantly chill. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.